Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast, and I'm Kojo Benton Williams. The VA Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. In this episode, founder of Spree Rwanda and winner of the 2020 Tourism Innovation Challenge at the Africa Tourism Leadership Forum, Arlene Morekatete, discusses her motivation for the project and why she thinks now is the time to use technology to make tourism sustainable for destinations. So, yes, Arlene, good morning and welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast. And here in Kigali, it's good to travel again. I'm privileged to be joined by Arlene, who is a winner of this year's African Tourism Innovation. Part of the African Tourism Leadership Forum thing, but innovation for tourism. Yes. And she came out as a top or the winner for that competition, who was mentored by my own good friends, by Clement. So I'm going to have a conversation with you about the whole project. Tell me about yourself.
Thank you very much, Kojo.
Yes.
And I'm very delighted to be with you right now. My name is Arlene Morekatete.
Okay.
And I'm founder of the Spree Bubble, one of the projects that I have presented in the ATLF, and which I'm very, very excited and very thankful for this program.
Okay.
It's really a very good initiative as Africans.
Okay.
I wasn't when I started this really with the pandemic, you know, thinking about how we are going to survive and within the industry, within tourism, because we really rely on international, we rely on people who are coming to the destination. So all of a sudden, everything is shutting down and no one is coming again to the country. So now we're thinking of where is tourism going, not only in Rwanda, but the whole continent. So that's where I started really thinking, what could be my contribution in this? How can I really be of an impact and have solutions with this pandemic? So with the help of Mr. Barry Clemens, I'm very, very thankful for him.
No, I know that. I mean, and again, we come to that, you know, that part. But
all right,
as an entrepreneur and your own self, what you do,
mm-hmm.
usually there's always a thing that pricks you, of course. Okay. When you say, you know, you spoke about the pandemic. Mm-hmm. When you look at other areas of that edge, that will let you move on to say that, okay, let me proceed with this, because sometimes you get an idea
mm-hmm.
and you have to think about the things that will let you go on. You know, isn't that because of your background in tourism?
Mm-hmm.
At some point that you saw that there's not just, you know, filling the vacuum,
mm-hmm.
but you thought that it's something that will be sustainable. You know, give me a view of
okay,
that.
Okay, all right.
That's
all right, yeah. I have background in tourism. Like I mentioned, I went to Italy, but that was not really the only thing. I used to travel for trade shows. I used to deal with incentive groups, and I had a chance of really meeting people and getting their ideas or what they think about Africa. And I was really shocked when I got to meet someone and then they told me they don't even know Rwanda. They had no idea of what is Rwanda. But then they said, what is unique about your country? That was before COVID. What is it that is unique about your country? So the thing that I did immediately was to think of what is really unique about my country, and I couldn't find any, because if I could tell them we have the gorillas, we have Kampala, we have Tanzania and Congo. So, and people were telling me, you are even expensive. Why would I pay so much money and I can see the same gorillas in Congo? So this whole perspective and the idea where it really came from, I came and started thinking about this. I remember I had like 6 projects.
Okay.
And I started immediately doing the business plan, thinking about that. I could spend a whole day thinking about those ideas. But now, the one that I was really, really feeling passionate about was this, the bubble and all that. So I decided to start looking for platforms and where I can just bring on my ideas into execution, because I couldn't only keep my ideas to myself. So I applied for the first program, Inc. It's local, it's in Rwanda.
Okay.
And I had a chance to be selected among 30 young entrepreneurs. It's a initiative for promoting young women in Rwanda. So that really gave me courage to continue and push thinking beyond what I had presented at that time, because I could see that if I'm being selected, that means it's really a good sign. So I went back and sat, thought and pushed harder until I'm really making a change and bringing a solution that is really feasible and doable in the community.
Okay. Yeah. So, I take it that from a background of incentive travel, obviously,
yeah,
you're not fresh in the industry,
yeah,
except that you're looking at how the different parts to it. So, now if we come to the particular project that you used in winning the competition,
right?
You were saying that, and for incentive travelers and for business travelers, they don't have the luxury of time. 2-3 days maximum.
Exactly.
And so this is supposed to help them appreciate or stimulate their interest. Tell me more about it.
Yeah. So when I designed this, that means if now I'm targeting the MICE and incentive travel groups,
okay,
that means people are coming for business. They're really probably they have chosen the destination because it's becoming famous and second in the hub in Africa and all that, but they don't really have time to spend in the country.
Okay.
And we have got so many things to show them.
Okay.
So the product is really designed for them, for those people who don't have enough time, and plus with the COVID that
also
came with,
yeah,
with the results, because you have to have a negative test 24 to 48 hours to go in the park. So that's a lot of long procedures, again, to the limited time. And the product is really designed for those people who are coming for that and, boosting them and making them interested in coming back now and
coming to do it. Okay.
For the physical tours.
Okay, I didn't get time or my flight allowed me for 20, 40, 50 minutes. I can,
mm-hmm,
do a quick one and then come back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So Goju, the reality,
yes,
is that it's really like, we are here now.
Yeah.
We are here for ATLF. We've got a fantastic conference for 3 days.
Yeah.
But most of us are leaving again on
of
Thursday
course.
Or Friday.
It's
business, you know. We have to get to what we were doing.
It's true.
So this gives a traveler like ourselves the opportunity to sit in a room and this fancy bubble.
Yeah.
And you, because the walls have got the virtual reality of the country. So today, I'm in my room. At the end of the conference, I come back. I'm spending time with the gorillas. Tomorrow, I come back from my conference, and I'm actually at Lake Kivu, and I get to experience that. So it's an absolute good teaser for the country, for this business traveler to come back afterwards, bring the family, and explore the country.
Maybe even what I look at is that perhaps also, again, that you can be here, and once I see it, I don't have the time. But you know the thing about interest, one is, and it's okay, you may not want to, you cannot do this or that, but you can do one of it. Let me just take a time of it.
Yeah.
So that breaks down.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that I know that is still on an infant stage? But again, have you thought about how you can going to help the people? Assuming you are putting different sides on it,
mm-hmm,
how are you going to help them be sustainable, or going to help them in their own way? That artifacts in or the arts and craftsmen and women,
mm-hmm,
in Zanzi or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is there future plans to look at it?
Yeah. So the future plans with this is helping exactly the local community, especially women in culture and all that. So if I have now this bubble, because I'm planning to have it around the main regions attractions in Rwanda, but not only in Rwanda, but for the moment as a startup,
yeah,
I can be all
in
over
the
place.
Now is
exactly.
In Africa.
So as a startup now, having it in Rwanda, in like most, let's say two regions, Kigali and Musanze, because that's the main attraction regions. So then having those, adding the package of, the women in culture, the crafts, the culinary sessions, because
yes,
people could bring people who are staying in the bubble,
yeah,
and they could have, the food, traditional food made by the women around, and bringing them with the shows, with interacting with the people around,
yeah,
to make it a full experience, full of,
okay,
traditional.
What will you tell the investor listening right now, and if you want to partner you, or if there's a window for an investor to look at this project,
mm-hmm,
what will be your pitch in 1 minute to someone?
So for the investors, what I could I can say is that it's really a great
I mean
project.
That's your idea.
All right.
Again, if you want to expand it bigger,
mm-hmm,
it's the fact that if they say, okay, this is the winner of this project, and the ones you want to expand, there's always opportunity to look at people who may want to.
Exactly.
And if you want to do a pitch, what would be the people would like to reach you or reach out to you or something? What would be the thing that you know, that draw that people will be interested in?
What Red would say is the vision of the product itself, because I'm really making effort and courage into making this expand. So this is going to be a product that is not only in Rwanda but in the whole world. And obviously, I'm going to need investors because it's a very big project. It's a project that we need to. It's scalable, and I have to add more features. I have to keep on, innovating, not only staying where I am, but I have to keep on innovating. Creating new ideas around that, because I'm also planning to have now a bigger bubble for conferences now, where people they can just say, okay, we don't need to have a feeling of being in Kigali, but we want to have a feeling of the jungle. Let's say, for example, we're in a forest and we're having our meeting. Let's say for conservation meetings and all that. So I would say that I'm very, really flexible and open for anyone who would like to join me on the project. And
okay, now as I wrap, I'd like to bring in Barry. So Barry, tell me, she was giving you all the shouts of how you mentored her and all of that, and what is the future? And because as a young person who had the initiative and was bold to bring it out, what do you tell other young people?
So that's absolutely it. For me, there's one thing that's very important. So the economy is chaos all across the world. And to fix an economy, we have to create jobs. Now, there's two ways you can create jobs in a region. The one way is by direct foreign investment and people bringing money into a country or a region, starting a business and employing people. The other way is by creating entrepreneurs. Get your local people, get them to start creative businesses and grow it internally. So for me, entrepreneurship is massively important. And as one of the judges for the ATLF in Youth Innovation Platform, we got allocated the entrants and the finalists that were there. And I'm really glad that I can help Aline further this project to make sure it comes to reality rather than just an idea, and make sure we can create a lot of jobs, help the community, and make tourism accessible for the domestic markets, and make Rwanda an interesting destination for anybody else in the world.
Okay, so for people who are listening to us, how can they contact you, reach out to you, for people who like to engage as well personally?
Myself, Barry Clements, my company is called Hospitality EQ. I wear different hats, but that's my main contact. My email address is barry@hospitalityeq.com. I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on Twitter, I can be found. Just Google my name in hospitality, I'm sure you'll find me.
Okay, Ellie, let me give you the last person. Just tell me, why someone should come to Rwanda and where can people contact you?
All right,
reach out to you.
I've got a LinkedIn, I've got an Instagram, I've got a Facebook page, and also you can reach me out on my personal email, which is murekalina@gmail.com. And yeah.
Okay, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Cheers.